Welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
Should we intro? Are we recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Hit us with the intro. Hit him with the hey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gerard DiPeralta.
And I'm Kevin Peterson.
And I'm Ryan Benoit. And this is Serial Podcast 9, the one we're in the 90s. Like, not the decade, but the number of episodes.
I was going to say, are we at 99 yet? We're teetering.
We're getting close.
99 will be video. 99 will be in video.
That we did say that, but I mean... Mm-hmm. It might sneak up on us, you know.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah. Jerry, you got a topic?
I do.
I'm ready for it. Are you though?
I don't know. I don't think you are.
Fuck, Ryan.
It's kind of like a slew of topics that are all related. We're talking about food.
Nice.
Physical wellness and health.
Physical wellness.
And health and food. Okay. Non-car related topic.
Can we eventually talk about car stuff?
I mean, we're going to talk about car stuff. It all relates to cars.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that topic is a great topic. It feels universal to everybody.
Ryan sounds so excited.
Yeah. Ryan doesn't sound stoked.
I'm going to explain why I'm not as stoked, but then we'll get into it. And that's great. I love the enthusiasm that you brought a topic. Not mad at that at all. I saw both of you at the shop, and I had, because we're using the word slew, I had a slew of things to talk to you about, and I refused to do it because I didn't want to burn content. So there's all these things on my mind. So I was getting primed to do that, and that's fine. I'll just bury them deep down inside me and throw away the key.
This topic is way more, important, impactful, and probably will get better reach than that other topic you want to talk about.
You don't even know what it is. What of mine's
how? Well, I know what one of them dollars. Is. Anyways,
one thing. You don't know what any of them are. Go on. Hit it.
All right. So we're starting.
We've started. All that will stay in. We never not started.
No, I mean, we're starting to talk about the topic. Okay, so I guess first and foremost, let's talk about...
So, Gerard, food, what brought you to this idea?
Just generally, I mean, I love food. I know that a lot of people love food. A lot of car guys love food. Food is like a general thing. You know, we go for food when we're driving our cars. We're like, let's go for dinner. Let's go for bubble tea. Let's go for a couple beers. Let's go, you know. And also, at the same time, food...
Sometimes. Let's go for 17 beers in our cars.
I mean, some people do. At the same time, I think sometimes food might take a back seat because you're into cars. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been there. It's 9 o'clock. You're like kind of hungry. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go get some food now that the stores are still open or the, you know, the restaurants are still open, whatever. But, you know, you're underneath your car, you're covered in gear oil or whatever the hell it is. And you got, you know, just 3 more bolts. I got to figure out this clutch. And then next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock. The restaurants are now closed. And, you know, and it's like 1 o'clock. And it's like, well, the only options we have are McDonald's and Burger King or
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. You guys in the States probably have other options, but that's pretty much
what we're talking about. Sonics.
Yeah, okay. A&W is pretty much our best option here. But yeah, I mean, you know, that one night of fast food turns into 10 or 20 or 50 or 100. And then next thing you know, you're 40 pounds overweight and you're still into drifting and stuff, which is dope. But like, you're not 20 anymore. It's caught up.
Yeah, I think physical health is like a slippery slope, you know?
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was like, well, you know, cars and food and weight and health, they're all related.
Who's our expert guest?
We don't have an expert guest. We just have our own.
Oh, okay.
I think in all of our ways, we are experts because Kevin, I would say, is an average car guy. You know, he's had ups, he's had downs. He's, you know,
I'm not average at anything, buddy.
I mean, hey, everyone was 19 at one point, right? We're all skinny and, you know, in great shape and like shredded. And, you know, could work for hours on end and go skating or go biking or stay up till 5 in the morning and go to work the next day. Shit was easy back then.
I never did any of those things because they were all unhealthy.
What? Shut up, Ryan.
I didn't stay up till 5 a.m. and then go to work the next day. That's just not in my, like, that's not a thing I would do.
I mean, I
worked at a very boring job, so I'd fall.
Realistically, you wouldn't stay out till 5. You would just stay out till the time you had to go to work, and just go to work. Yeah. So
at that point, I would just call in sick for me, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
I'm not
part of my health regimen is getting sleep. So
I agree. I am fully. It's important. Very important. Yeah, okay, didn't do that. Anyway, go on, Jared. I love it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, well, why don't we all start with like an intro? I mean, I assume most of our listeners know how old we are and stuff, and maybe we can probably give them an indication of our...
Okay, I'll go first. Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm a Caucasian male. I'm 5'9". I weigh 202 pounds. I have a slight beer gut. I have bluish green eyes. I'm starting to bald. I think I'm kind of funny, so you know, looks aren't everything, but
very charismatic.
You're next.
Sure. I am 39 years young. I am thrice divorced, and I am living in a van down by the river. I am 39. I am 5. This is weird that I feel like now people will steal our identities. I think I'm slightly taller than Kevin. And shorter than Gerard. Is that fair?
That's 100% fair.
Sure. Yeah. Gerard, tell him.
I mean, that's a true statement.
When's the last time you weighed yourself?
Every day I weigh myself.
Oh, really? Okay. What do you weigh?
Oh, yeah. I weigh 224 pounds.
That's pretty
good. Pre-pandemic, I weighed 210 pounds. Me at my lightest in my early 20s was 176 pounds. And that's when I went to the gym and did cardio like 3 to 4 times a week and lifted weights.
Oh, damn. I just learned something right now. I had no idea you did that. That sounds rad.
I also had no idea you did that.
Like at all.
No.
I've never.
Well, you never know.
We'll go around again and then we'll like do those, the thing that he just said, we'll do that on, you know what I mean?
Sure.
What's the thing that he just said?
Well, he said how much he weighed.
That kind of thing.
So, all right. So I'm Gerard. I'm 47 years old and currently 216 pounds, and I'm approximately 6'2" in height. And then I'll pick up where Ryan left off. I think my optimal weight would probably be around 200 pounds. 195 would be when I was like at my peak and like going to the gym and like shredded, you know, as shredded as I've ever been, which is not very shredded, just lean. I grew up as a pretty skinny kid and then I put on a bunch of weight, or like, you know, filled out as they say. And then, so optimally 195, currently 216, but my heaviest, I was about 232 pounds.
So yeah, I did weigh myself fairly recently and I was 202. Like that, like within the last 2 days is what I mean by fairly recently. But like within the last like 2 months or so, I weighed like 212 at one point.
Is that your heaviest you've ever been? Or
I think at one point I was like 220 and I was just like, holy shit, man. Like you have to make a change here, you know, like that's what I mean about that slippery slope. It's like if I didn't start clawing it back then, like, I think it would have gotten really hard, you know?
Yeah.
But I've been back to this weight before and gone back up to like 212 or around that again. You know what I mean? So like I'm definitely a happier person and I feel like I have more energy like right at this weight. And I'd like to try to go a little bit less. Mm-hmm. And then, I'd say probably my best shape was when I like worked doing tree work, which is basically like getting paid to work out for 8 hours. Like at that point, I literally drank and ate anything I wanted all of the time. And just, was also super shredded. Like I could wear like a 28-inch jeans. Like I could put them on. I wouldn't wear them. You know what I mean? That wasn't what I was wearing, but I could put them on. And like
You got to clarify that you probably used to wear like 34s or whatever, like big, you used to wear baggy. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I used to have huge baggy pants, but I could put my girlfriend's like jeans on. But then like now it's like at one point recently, I was like trying to buy like suit pants or something. And I was like, putting on 38s and 40s. And I was like, this is hella depressing, you know?
Yeah, that's.
But I mean, that's, you know, the sizing is, you know, like when I go buy jeans or other pants that aren't suit pants, I'm not like buying a 40. I'm getting like a 36, but like same thing. It's like a 36 to a 32 is, you know, the same thing as a 36 or, you know, like 36 to 40.
Now back to Ryan. Describe your, I guess.
Describe your ideal man.
No.
every time we talk, describe every time you say something, I feel like this is like a like video dating, you know?
Well, I mean, I think we'll kind of go through and get like the, you know, like the.
I mean, I'm having fun.
The overview of each of us, and then we'll talk about, you know, some other shit. So Ryan, you're describe maybe your like eating habits or any characteristics of the food that you like, and then let's talk about food.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about food.
Ryan
and food. Oh, I should also say the heaviest I've ever was in high school.
And how much was that approximately? Yeah.
Probably like 235.
Oh shit. So you went from 230 to 175 and then you're now 200 and sorry,
25? Something like 224, 225 ish.
Okay, yeah. Pre-pandemic.
And pre-pandemic, I was 210. And then pandemic just like caught up. And then like working from home ish shit. That doesn't help.
I remember going for a bike ride, a group bike ride with everybody. Yeah. And I mean, let's do that. I was gassed. And Ryan was just like biking along. I swear he's got like a one speed bike. He's just
He had speeds, but
I don't know. I was just
I have a one speed. I don't know.
Oh, you have a fixie or a single speed?
It's a single speed. It's cool. Mint green with like white wheels and a white seat.
I do remember that now. I thought that I got you mixed up with somebody else that had the same similar bike, but it actually had gears. Anyways,
surprised and like how like much you were shredding on that bike. Yeah.
I used to ride to work on my bike every day. It was the thing I used to do.
You're about to, too.
And I'm about to have to do that again. I got to fix the front brake on it. I got to get my rear brake. I got to get that
thing sorted. We don't need brakes.
You don't need a rear one. We need
brakes.
I don't want to go. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We don't ride.
So what do I eat?
Oh, food.
I am a vegetarian, almost vegan. But I dabble with fish if I have to occasionally, every now and then. I eat a lot of vegetables and tofu when I'm at home. Noodles occasionally. I used to love pasta. Try to not eat as much pasta because it's really not great for you. But just because you're plant-based or vegetarian doesn't mean that you eat well. You can eat very awful. So, you know, you got to be careful with having like too much of the meat supplements such as like Beyond or Impossible because they're high in sodium. They're not... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but obviously red meat has its downsides as well. So I don't know. When we're at the track, Kevin can attest to this, that I will usually go a very long time without eating. I don't know if he's ever noticed that.
I mean, I've also noticed it in the car. I mean, one time I remember like I got Subway. I threw it out the window because it was so bad. And I was so mad at myself for getting the Subway. You didn't get the Subway. And then it was like hours later and I was hungry and I was like, wait a minute, you haven't eaten anything and you've like
I was so
on the road, right? That's just only eat if like it was convenient.
And like I think I got the Beyond beef jerky or something like that in LA, and then we ate that night, and then we had fast food that night because it was all that we could have. It was like probably one of the worst meals. It was the worst day of eating we had was that day, I think.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I try to watch all of that stuff. I don't generally try to eat a ton of fast food. I did in high school. I used to eat a lot of McDonald's because, like, remember back in the day when McDonald's was, like, dirt fucking cheap? It'd be like, you could get a big extra for $1.49. It was cheaper to have two big extras instead of, like, fries and a drink. So I'd be like, two big extras. Crazy. Then if I was feeling cheeky, I would get cheese on it. And then they had like the 59-cent hamburger days. So you'd just be like, you know, your junior Whoppers were 99 cents. It was a weird time to be alive. Yeah, I don't know. So that's it. And then I gave up Whoppers because when King Kong came out, I don't know. One of them, I remember I ate Whoppers and I woke up like before bed and I woke up in my room to smell like Whoppers because I was sweating it out. Sweating and I Whopper, thought, yeah, that's gross. So I that was the end of that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Ryan, how much do you love or hate food?
Oh, I love food. Food is great. So 11. It's the best.
11. All right. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, Kevin, describe your eating habits, eating characteristics, and how you want much you love food scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody loves food, right? Don't they? Like, I mean, I will say, though, that, like, when you're like, oh, you're working on your car and this and that, and, like, at that point, I am, like, just like, yo, just give me anything, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, people just eat to eat. I know definitely, like, yeah, there's times when some people, like, they're just like, oh,
I probably eat to eat. But you know, yeah, what I mean? Like, you're just like, hey, I'm bored. I'm going to go eat something.
Yeah.
I think there's some people that eat for fuel. They're like, I have to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. And they're like, not like, passionate about food, maybe. I guess that's kind of what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know one person that thinks food in general is an inconvenience.
Yeah. I feel like I used to be more like that.
You definitely used to be more like that, for sure.
Yeah.
My wife sometimes is a little bit like that.
Open-minded to all, you know, I've been trying a bunch of things, but like, I've been trying to retry everything that I'm like, I don't like that. Cause I'm like, do I actually don't like that? Or do I just say I don't like that? You know? So
that's sick. Yeah. That's a big deal. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, one recently was like blue cheese. You know, I was like, no, I don't like blue cheese. So I had like, then I ordered it on this like charcuterie board, and it was like my favorite one on it. It was like so good, so flavorful. Yeah. So like same thing. It was like, I know Gerard always got that like black and blue burger and talked about how good it was, and I never got it. Now I'm just like, yo, I'm like, if I see that shit, I'm getting it. You know, like.
Remember that when we went to Medford, I had that gnarly fucking craziest blue cheeseburger ever, crazy. dude. I was like, yo, so this crazy. Is even too much for me. Like, it was literally just like it, hey, you like blue cheese,
smell,
like, punch you in the face with blue cheese.
That burger was so strong that I was eating my burger and I could taste the blue cheese. I was like, yo, it's permeated into my meal.
It was one of those things where you're eating it and you're like, yeah, it's good. And you're just like, oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like bad. It was just like a lot. And it kind of was like way more than I wanted. Like, I just kind of wanted like a unique burger.
I feel like we were at the track all day and we're hot and we just needed to eat and we wanted to eat. And then we went there and it was just like, yo, like, you want your burger turned up to 12? Like, here you go. Here's the place.
Exactly,
you know
what it was. Yeah. Punch you out with blue cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
And all of us are probably like, man, I just wanted to have a salad. Like, so I don't know. Yeah, I like food, I guess. But I used to be pretty picky. I'm trying not to be super picky. Yeah, like I said, I used to eat just terribly, just garbage all the time. Like, just like tons of chips and like cheesies. And like, because my mom would just like go to Costco all the time. So there's like never not those things around. And
I didn't even know this.
Oh, yeah. And then like I told you, I'd make like cake batter milkshakes, like make cake batter and use that as the liquid with ice cream to like make a milkshake. And like, yeah, I just eat the like stupidest shit like all the time when I was younger.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, I wasn't like overweight or anything. It wasn't until like I worked at McDonald's and then I was just a manager there.
So,
yeah, exactly. So I was just eating, basically probably eating McDonald's like exclusively.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to pay for food when I could just go there and eat for free, you know? So that was when I weighed my heaviest for sure. And then when I quit that, then I did the tree work, where I also just continued to eat like shit, but it didn't matter because you're literally like 8 hours a day, like working out. So like, then I came to Serial 9, probably continued to eat like shit, but also somewhere in there is just like, you know, pretty good level of alcoholism, So there's a ton of calories there too, you know?
That's what I was going to ask next is the alcohol aspect.
All right. So this is just the food. So yeah. But yeah, so now I don't know, every morning I like make a smoothie. I have that. It's like all fresh or frozen fruit and like vegetables sometimes, but not very often. And yeah, I don't know. Like I enjoy eating vegetables. Like when I was with Ryan, like I ate vegan and like vegetarian meals with him, and like lots of times like I don't have any problem eating like vegetarian, it feels like, but then like when I'm going to go make something or order something, it's pretty rare that I order the vegetarian option or make it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and the value, I will say this as a person that doesn't eat meat, often the value isn't there. Like for vegetarian. It's hard to, well, it's just hard to be like, hey, you're not going to get like this giant slab of protein. And it's the same price or more, you know, like, it's like, okay, cool.
It's the inconvenience fee. They're like, oh, you want a vegetarian option? Mm-hmm. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Like,
but yes, I don't know. Like, you know, you get those jackfruit tacos or whatever. And it's like, you can't tell it's not like pulled pork. It, like, you know, it tastes, you know, like I feel like there's those types of things out there, you know, that I don't know about the chicken or whatever, but.
some of it's okay.
What is it?
It's like that's like a name brand fake chicken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
There's some good
versions of it.
Yeah.
But there's bad versions of it as well. And it depends what you do with it. And again, all that food doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy, right? Like, I don't think that chicken stuff is actually
good. No,
it's
probably healthy. No. Like, that's the thing. Do you think the chicken stuff, the fake chicken,
is healthy?
Or the, like, the processed chicken strip that's, like, you know, the chicken nugget, is which one is better? You know what I mean? Are they the same?
They're
like,
probably
the same at that point, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Because the other thing I guess we could talk about is process versus non-process, and that, you know what I mean? And that's basically
most of that
vegan diet
is, and any is processed, all that like fake meat, right? Isn't it? It's 100% processed.
I mean, I would almost say our meat is processed though too. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends where you get it from, but
Yeah.
It's got antibiotics and hormones. Yeah,
they're injected with antibiotics and growth hormones, and like they're like, you know, they're not kept in like good conditions, and like, you know, that stresses the animal, which stresses the meat.
Okay, I'll go. I haven't gone yet.
Okay.
For the food part there, before we start getting too deep into like.
Yeah, there's so many options.
Yeah, so many facets. And honestly, like the food is only one part of it. I was more, not more, but I wanted to have a big talk about like the health, the wellness, and the, you know, like continuing to physically be in the cars. And, you know, as you grow up, you know, you get into your career, you get into this and that, and then, you know, shit catches up with you. You run out of time. You have a family.
One thing, though, cars is something that you can be into no matter, sort of. You know what I mean? But it doesn't.
Oh, lucky you can be a fat fucking.
Oh, you could be giant, giant, huge.
That
huge
is fat extremely dude. Common.
It is. I know, because if you were into motocross or soccer, you wouldn't be that fat because you couldn't do your you couldn't enjoy your hobby.
That's 100% true. Yeah. Or golf versus soccer, let's just say, right? So like, you know, golf is pretty low impact sport.
Yeah. So. You're still out there. Just, I mean, if you're walking, I would say if you're walking it, it's probably pretty healthy, but if you just drive the cart.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's healthy.
Walk 18 holes, I think, is like 8 kilometers or something, or I don't know. I don't really know because I don't play golf.
I don't think it's 8K, but
I'm gonna look this up. Look it up, Tommy.
Yeah, well, we're gonna figure it out.
Anyways, also, so Gerard. Oh, okay.
Yes,
Gerard, I didn't get to go.
Yeah, please talk about food. Just
8.5 K
during a standard 18-hole round, measuring distance walked from the first tee through the 18th green. Each golfer on our test walked around 8.5 K. When we added off course measurements, like going off the course to get your ball, it went up to 9.5.
The only thing, I mean, I'm not, obviously these people are going to be like, oh, I play golf and it's super. I mean, like, let's be honest. You're not walking that. You're not walking fucking 8K golfing. You're standing around, and maybe the total distance walked once all said and done is 8 kilometers. But like, just because you got the 8K number, that doesn't make it like, you know, that's not the same as walking 8 kilometers straight. You know what I mean? It's not.
I think it's just about getting the steps in sometimes, you know. But Kevin
I mean, that's not unhealthy. It's definitely
I would say,
healthier.
It's more healthy than
driving around. Definitely healthier than driving around in the cart. And
how many hours of drifting, like actually just in the car, maybe changing the tires, you think equates to around a golf?
Fucking like 4 or 5, 6 events. I don't know. There's not a lot going on physically, except for.
But
there
is adrenaline.
There is.
Oh, your arms are tired by the end of a drift event, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're changing your tires, and you know what I mean,
jacking your car up, working on it, you're burning energy on that.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Back to me. All right.
Damn it! I wanted to make my one joke.
This is the one time Gerard's been
making jokes
and like doesn't want the like.
I was just going to say, yeah, now we're being a Gerard to Gerard about the topic, which is funny. We said, like, you can be overweight and be into cars. And it's like, yeah, you just add more horsepower to overcome the weight. You know, like how much horsepower do you need to add to make up for the 40 extra pounds or 30 extra pounds? Not much.
Yeah. It takes less discipline to add 40 horsepower. Yeah.
Okay, go on. No, I want to hear about you.
All right. So I would say, probably it's a big problem for me because I absolutely love food. I love food. And not only do I love food, I love dessert and I love sweets. I love baking. I love all of it. Like, the coffees, the bubble teas, the fucking cakes, croissants, anything. I love all, like just food in general. And it's a huge problem. I used to be skinny. I was a super skinny kid. Same as Kevin, just kind of literally grew up probably eating Pop-Tarts before bed for a solid decade of my life. You know what I mean? And like, it got to the point where I'd be putting Nutella on Pop-Tarts into my 20s. Like, it was no big deal. And eating two chocolate Pop-Tarts with Nutella on them before bed. Or if I would come home late from like, you know, chilling, hanging out with my buddies, I'd get 2 Mama Burgers with cheese before bed. But I was still skinny. It didn't matter. I rode BMX or rode bikes. And generally before Serial 9, always had kind of like very physical jobs. I always kind of worked a warehouse job. So like same as Kevin, I would get paid to work out. I used to work in a warehouse and I'd lift like 6,500 pounds of produce every night, giant 50-pound bags of like onions and stuff. So, you know, like didn't matter what you ate. And then, you know, you get older and you get less time and then you just kind of, it creeps up. You're like, oh, yeah, a little bit fatter, whatever. So then you reel it in with the gym. And then if you have a good routine, it's like pretty easy to stick to. Like I used to work, you know, at a place and then on my way home, I'd hit the gym, you know, get ready, go out for the night, party, go back to work, go to the gym. It's pretty easy. But then, I don't know, shit changes. And then it becomes very difficult. Like right now I have 3 kids, you know, a career, business, which is, you know, takes up a lot of time. I have a pretty savage commute. It's about 1.5 hours total, at least each day. So I am back to working out because for a long time since I kind of had my family and stuff, I wanted to get back in shape. Couldn't find the time because in the morning it's like get the kids ready for school or work or whatever, get the kids ready for school. You know, you're making breakfast, this and that. At night, it's like spend time with the family. You know, now we got a dog, 4 chickens, all sorts of stuff. And then so I had to find time, and the only time I can find now is actually basically like 11 p.m. or later, and just work out before bed. But I'm trying to get back. But yeah, I don't drink. And it's never really a big drinker. Even when I did drink, it was like not very much at all. I think you guys are definitely more drinkers than I am.
How dare you, I am.
Maybe talk about that aspect of it, because I think it's a pretty big aspect. Maybe, I mean, I'm fortunate that I guess I don't drink and I've never really liked pop. So I think that's like
The old pop also, element.
Yeah. And I'm also,
I gotta talk about that for a bit too.
I'm half Filipino. So I think that maybe has a bit of like an advantage, just the Asian aspect and, you know, young, fast metabolism.
I think that's racist. That's what that is. We're all the same in this world.
Sure, man. Whatever you want to call it. But, so yeah, you guys talk about the alcohol aspect. That's a big one. I think cars and alcohol, pretty tight connection there.
I just want to say that Kevin and I check in on each other to see how much we drink. We literally had this conversation.
We did very recently.
Like we were driving somewhere. Where were we going? Where were we?
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know either.
I don't know. We were both drunk.
You're both drunk driving somewhere? No, I'm just... Oh, okay.
It was a joke, you know? That's why we don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why don't you go, Ryan, okay. And then I will go.
I feel like we had the conversation, and I only drink socially. So I drink when we do the podcast.
Socially at home on a podcast?
I'm shooting
It's pretty social.
With two of my friends, so I'm going to have a beer. And at most, if we do that, the most I do is two beer on a podcast. And I haven't done that in a while. I went for a beer last night with some coworkers. So I would say, for example, this week I've had three beer total. That's probably going to be the gist of it. And then sometimes I go and not. And then sometimes, if it's a big night, I'll drink more. But it's a sporadic, it's not a constant thing. Obviously, beer isn't great for you, and I try to be cognizant of that. But I still really enjoy it, and I don't want to cut out all the things that I really enjoy. So you try to
balance. You got to make some balance.
Balance. Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty big aspect. The balance of what you love and what you should do. Mm-hmm. Trying to enjoy some things, but like, make healthy choices. It's kind of like a really difficult thing, especially as you get older, because it's not like you can, like Kevin and I were talking about, like when you're young, it literally doesn't matter. But when you get old, it sure as fuck matters.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I notice even just like 2 days or 1 day worth of like if I eat, like a bit less good. Okay, so when I was really heavy.
You eat like he's talk right there?
Yeah, so I was. One point I was probably what 230 pounds, pretty heavy. And then I was like, okay, gotta like lose a bunch of weight or whatever. And then the gym helped, but the biggest thing was changing how I ate versus what I ate. I was like, okay, like I'm gonna try to eat slightly healthier, but I'm just gonna eat less. And that honestly, like that's what I do now, is I just either cut out one meal or just have smaller meals. And I try not to eat, because before I would eat like all the time. Like sometimes you're like, oh, I just want to eat. Like, you see food, you want to eat it. And like, I think part of like the thing too, is if you just don't do that, that's like a big one. For me, it's just like, yeah, less calories overall. And that made a big difference to me, including obviously going to the gym. But
oh man, what just dawned on me is I am literally one of my like best friends that I talk to almost every day. Is a personal trainer on the side.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. That would have been sweet.
Well, you didn't tell him. We didn't tell us the theme of the podcast ahead of time.
Yeah, like every time he'll tell. He is like certified in it.
Well, call him up right now.
Well, he's sleeping because he has three kids, like Gerard, but they're all way younger.
Oh shit, younger.
He's got twins, and they're like younger than June.
Oh wow!
Like under like five or that's six. Sick. Anyway, and he's a recruiter in his full time job. And then if I ever actually have questions, he'll run me through like the things that you should be doing. Like it's probably when you start out better to be walking than jogging. A lot of people think you should just be jogging. Yada yada. All these jogging. Things. And
fuck my homies jogging. Hate jogging.
Yeah. I hate jogging.
So walking I always run all my.
Sorry, go on.
My tips, I get like tips from him, like, oh, your back sore, you got to increase your core strength. You got to do this. You should be doing that. And then like he is on, like what a meal plan looks like. And it's very, thinks a lot about what he eats, but he's also a little bit of a delinquent. So he also will just have, he'll go off and eat something really awful, and he makes room for that in his life so he can do all of those things. But yeah, mm-hmm. He teaches like spin classes and weightlifting and everything. Yeah, he's anyway.
Bad. One thing I'd heard is that some people, you're like, oh, man, now I just don't eat one meal or something. I had heard that if you sort of like cut calories like that, your body will like slow the metabolism because it's like realized that it's getting less calories, so it actually you just start gaining more weight right away. Like and then about the eating thing, I've also heard that too, where it's like they want you to stop eating when you're like 80% full, and apparently it's like way healthier for you.
I mean, that's probably correct. I haven't gained any weight, that's for sure. But I mean, definitely stopping at 80% sounds like a rad idea. I mean I do in my regular meals eat less as well now, but when I'm treating myself, man, I still definitely go ham. Like, I'm just like, what the hell did we eat the other day? And I was just like, man, I'm so unbelievably full, but like, it was so good. I got tacos or something.
Dude, I used to like I'm not super into pop. I don't like
any,
like cola. It's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
But I used to go, like, I used to be mad in Slurpees. Like,
oh yeah, Slurpees.
Dude, bro. I would have like two Slurpees a day.
Like, yeah, I remember that.
Slurpees, like, for like a long time, there was like the 7-Eleven Club or Awards or whatever. I don't know what it was, but it was like, you know, I think you buy five Slurpees, you get one free. It was like, I was easily getting two free Slurpees a week, you know?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, just one day I was just like, yo, fuck this. And I couldn't even tell you the last time I had one.
I mean, sometimes your body adapts pretty well, man. Cause like, yeah, like, remember we used to drink Big Bucket? For anybody, I think you guys in the States definitely probably know Big Bucket. So we used to live together. Is. Kevin and I lived in a house together with.
It's frozen margarita mix.
Basically two. Yeah. You basically take, you open it and then
it's a bucket.
And then you tequila just in it.
Pour 2 sticks of tequila in it and put it in the freezer.
And then you freezer. And then you just basically, it's basically like a fucking Slurpee.
It never fully freezes. And if you look at it, it's just like 90% sugar.
Green goo, sugar, and tequila.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. I mean, we used to live together, work on cars and drink Big Bucket all day and night.
Dude, yeah, get crunk.
that's what I did drink.
Well, like, it's all not all, it's also you get like double crunk because it's so sugary that you're getting dehydrated. You're getting dehydrated and drunk, you know?
Yeah.
It was the worst hangover. Man. Yeah.
It was.
I bet.
I mean, you remember at one point we would drink that in the day and then go party at night.
Yeah.
So we were. That was the worst. But yeah, so. What was I talking about? You were talking about Slurpees. Oh, yeah. So your body adapts because, like, yeah, we used to drink Big Bucket, used to drink Slurpees. Like, I think when you don't have it for a long time and then you go back to it, and you're just like, man, like, how could you ever drink this? It tastes like horrendous. It's so sweet.
You know, when you like want a can of Coke?
Yeah.
Like when you're having like fried chicken or like Chinese food or something, and you're just like, man, I just want to have a can of Coke. But yeah, it's like I could not drink a whole can of Coke.
Oh really?
I do not think I could.
I often when I eat dim sum, I have Coke. I would say probably 75% of the time when we go for dim sum, I'm usually getting a Coke. And then also, I was recently in Costa Rica and they have the good Coke there.
Yeah.
And I did order two of them, and I was like, man, these are actually really good. But I mean, we can get them here too. It's just obviously a little bit.
Yeah, they're just difficult. Like $8 or some stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what I ate it with there, but oh yeah, there was one. We went to this like kind of like divey taco place in Nosara. It was pretty sick. And then I had Coke there, and I was like, oh, this is super good. Yeah. I mean, I guess the other thing is the other stuff like smoking and drugs and stuff. Like, I don't know. I used to smoke.
Smoke. I smoke like tires.
I don't know what impact that has on your like
lungs, physical health? Probably not.
I mean it's not good for your health, like obviously for your lungs and shit, but I mean I don't think it has much effect on like your, you know, whether you're physically like fit or anything. Like I think maybe even weed probably has a pretty minimal effect on that, unless you're just getting high and like doing absolutely nothing. That's probably the effect more than the actual drug.
Yeah. I mean, I think it affects your like cardiovascular health. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. Like smoking weed or cigarettes, I don't think is good for your heart or your lungs.
It's fucking terrible.
So
you would think that menaces is what you can do.
So yeah, that's what I mean. That's where I'm gassed trying to ride this bike and Ryan's over here like fucking doing wheelies. And I'm just like,
so you used to smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
Used to.
Do you still smoke a lot of weed?
I used to smoke a lot of weed, but I still do too.
That's what I was asking. What's a lot?
Like this much? That's how much weed I smoke?
We don't do a video podcast.
How long is a piece of string?
Argument of the hair is what that is.
Ryan, you're drug free?
Yeah, I've dabbled and had smoke. I didn't like smoke pot till I was 30, and I didn't like it. Fucking dulls the blade, you know. Got to be sharp like a tack.
Quick,
got to be on it. Yeah, I had during the pandemic. I smoked a joint, and I was like, "This is fucking whack, man. I'm not sharp at all. I need to be able to take people down a peg real quick."
Sometimes, you know, that's why I smoke, because I'm just too sharp. I'm out here just hurting everybody all the time.
Yeah, that the only way I can keep up with Kevin is if he's constantly high.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done drugs, actually. So only just
never. You've and, never.
No, never.
You've never smoked weed, pot. Nothing.
No, nothing.
Oh wow.
Never.
You're more of a square than I am. No, yeah, I'm joking.
One thing I will say is
tattoos and straight edge, and
we're fortunate that none of us have actually, even like within our close friend group, nobody's really gotten into drugs heavy, so that's good. So I feel like that's
I had a dream once that you were heavy into drugs, Gerard, and you were making
honestly a lot of people always think I'm into it, but no, I'm not. So
just like you, I had a dream where you were just womanizing and talking about drugs, drug use. And I was like, that doesn't seem like Gerard.
Like 30-year-old Gerard. Health is important. I think especially at our age, like when should people start worrying about their health? I mean, I'm going to say like
always,
like literally just don't stop worrying about your health.
I mean, yeah, I think you need to be worried about it all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's like, also a large problem with child obesity in North America. Like,
yeah.
And same thing. It's like that slippery slope. Yeah. If you're already over, I mean, but that's the thing. Maybe when you are a kid, it is easy to make a change. You know what I mean? People become completely different people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it doesn't help as a child.
No.
To grow up like that. It doesn't help.
But maybe, you know, maybe your parents like always just ate shitty food, and like you grew up like that and you didn't really know any better, and then like you hated it. Yeah, and then maybe you went to college and you just like worked out and started eating healthy and became, you know, I don't know. But yeah, that story is probably less likely than the other one. The other side of that.
I will say, as a side, this, I don't know if this relates to anything or not, but people were always much nicer to skinny me than they were to overweight me. So 100%. There's your motivation.
No, that's 100% the thing.
Yeah.
I should be nicer to him. Kevin, we glossed over your alcohol intake and what that was.
Yeah, Drew, I just wanted to talk.
Sorry, no, I want to hear about that. Let's hear about it.
So, yes, like Ryan said, we did have a catch up recently. I was asking him about his drinking, and he was like, oh, like, yeah, basically I only drink in like
when a I social see Kevin.
Way. Yeah, in a social situation, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a reason for me to go out and see friends and like have a drink. And like, and I'm just, you know, he was like, oh, like Blaine from Righteous Garage, 326 Power Canada. Sent Ryan some beers, and Ryan was like, oh, I've had these beers in my fridge for like months now. And I was just like, dude, if I had four beers in my fridge, like they wouldn't last 2 days. Like, there's no way I wouldn't drink those beers. Like,
beers are like Pokemon. I was just saying, beers are weird for me. They're like Pokemon. Yeah. Like, I got to collect them and then hold on to them. I don't know. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Kim. And they're like stickers, you know? Then once you drank it, then it's gone and your sticker's ruined, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I just drink way more than I should. And then I'm like,
drinking for a while though.
I wasn't drinking for a while. Yeah. I probably did like 5 months. And then like since then it's kind of like yo-yoed. Like I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't drink, and I'll like cut back, and then like then I'll just start drinking. And like, yeah, it feels like once I have a couple of days where I just like go home and have like some drinks after work, then it becomes like infinitely easier to keep going home and having some drinks after work. But also now that I'm older, I feel like real shit in the morning, you know?
I was just going to ask.
Like, it was worse when I would just like get up and go straight to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I get to work and I'm like waking up still, and I'm hungover, and I feel like shit. It's not like conducive to like, you know, but yeah, now that I like wake up earlier and I have a routine, it just sort of affects that routine. It doesn't really like affect like me at work in any way, you know, but, and I'm drinking less. There's, you know what I mean? Like yeah, like 10 years ago.
Do you know, though? Like, do you, like, when you weren't drinking for 5 months, did you notice a change generally over your life?
Not as much as I thought I would.
Okay.
Less joy. No.
You think 5 months is enough time for?
I don't know. I thought. I mean, I remember seeing these videos of people where they would take a photo of them, and then they'd be like, they'd take this photo of their face like 30 days of being sober.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, you could see their face was way less puffy or swollen and like less red and all this stuff. Yeah. And like, you know what I mean? They just like looked way better. And I didn't really feel like I had that dramatic transformation, but also like maybe just seeing yourself every day, you know, you don't have the, like,
you didn't take, the before,
I didn't do photo. That shit. I didn't do the photo. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's a like heavy also, like, results may vary situation, you know?
Totally. But also, yeah, same thing. I was like, all right, like I'm taking in all of way less calories now, you know?
Yeah.
Like I thought I would have lost a bunch of weight. Like I thought I would have easily lost 15 pounds or something doing nothing else but just quitting the drinking, like, you know?
But I mean, you're also 36 years old or at that point or whatever, 37 years old at that point. It's not like you're 25, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. But like, you know, if you're taking in like 1,000 less calories or like, I don't know, I'm like, how many calories are
probably more than 1,000?
Yeah, that's
what I mean. Beers. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
they're
I
not like, they're not like regular cans of beer. They're like, you know, 8% tall beers.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, it is work to lose weight, and it is work to like get in shape. So
the older you get, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially the older you get. And I mean, unfortunately it does come down to genetic makeup as well. Like we know some people who are 50 and absolutely in perfect shape and they don't do shit. And there's some people that are 50 and they're just like, look, really
one
bad.
Foot in the grave.
Yeah. They look like they're 70 and they, you know, have heart problems and knee problems and, you know, no hair and, you know, just absolutely just look real bad. So some people,
I feel like no hair is genetic though.
No, I feel also, like heart problems can also be genetic and weight.
Yeah. Overweight that's what I'm genetic. Saying. It's just like, genetic makeup.
You can't like always. Yeah. Like,
and it's not like hair affects your health. It makes
me feel real good about myself, which
I just meant like, cause we were talking about how a person looks, right? You take two people that are 50 years old, one person doesn't look 50, one person doesn't look 50, but on the other end of the scale. Okay.
I was just looking at cars on BeForward, you know. I was being the Gerard of this episode.
Yo. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm not looking at BeForward because I can't.
I'm not doing it. I regret when Kevin said, what did you say in the beginning? You said you're losing your hair. I didn't say I am keeping my hair. My hair is intact.
I think my hair is pretty intact as well. I have a pretty...
Well, you got to stop shaving it and then we'll know. You got to let it grow back and then we'll see.
Yeah, I'm good with the hair. I just, I have hair, but I choose not to have it. When you made the decision to stop drinking, what were your goals, or what was your mindset, or what were you, what was your thought process?
Like, my dad had a problem with drinking, and I probably had an effect on his health, and I don't want that to happen to me. I also feel. I feel like really strong and confident in like all of my decisions, or not, you know, in life and like all of that. But that just feels like something that like I just can't like rein in. So like it makes me want to be able to do it. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, like I'm stronger than that. You know, like like how can I not be stronger than my impulse to do that, or you know, or whatever it is. So that's something I want to like prove to myself that I can do it too. You know.
But what does that mean? Does that mean you don't drink ever? Or does that mean you're like, oh, I can reel it in for 6 months and yeah, we're good.
Well, that's where it becomes a slippery slope or a confusing thing, where it's just like to true, like, you know what I mean? Like, because if you're just like, oh, like AA style, like I'm going to be sober warrior. I'm never going to have a drink. I got my 5-year chip or my 10-year chip. That's cool. And like, if that's what works for you and that's what you need to do, that's great. But it's like, I would rather be able to have some beers on the weekends with my friends, and or like, oh, I'm at the beach and like enjoy having a drink, or like, you know what I mean? Or like some, you go for a nice dinner and like have a glass of wine. I'd much rather be able to do that. It's hard for me to separate doing that from like okay, I'm just gonna like have
so unfortunately drink. Yeah, unfortunately maybe it sounds like you maybe have a problem.
Yeah probably.
Yeah. Well, I just mean like, yeah, because I mean, I can definitely do that. I did, you know, like for when we went to Costa Rica, we'd go out for dinner. I'd have a cocktail, this and that, whatever. You know, we'd buy six beers. I'd have a couple by the pool or whatever when I'm barbecuing and stuff. But like, that's it. Like, I have alcohol here all the time at the house just for guests, but I don't ever drink.
Yeah. Like if that was me at Costa Rica, I'd probably had like three cocktails. Probably Ari would have had drinks that day. And then I would have got that six pack and like, probably like drink them in the pool that night, you know.
Yeah that's kind of what I mean. Like I feel like it's,
but I'm on vacation
definitely, right? Like
but I mean
that's, yeah, there's always an excuse.
That was why I made that joke.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing, like
that's like, if I can, you want only there to be a reason, there's always a reason. It's like, oh, I had all a shitty day, but, oh, I had a great day, like,
yeah. You know? I mean, I
celebration,
it's a celebration. Oh, it's not a celebration
to smoking. That's the only I mean, honestly, it's 2024, like not that many people smoke. I think people probably vape more than anything, but yeah, like when I used to smoke, it was the same thing. It's like, especially being a mechanic, man, it's like, oh, I can't figure out this problem, stop and have a smoke. Oh, I figured out the problem, celebrate, smoke. Like, oh, we got to go get this car like tuned and shit, hold up, let me just have a smoke. Oh, the car's tuned now, let's, you know what I mean? It's like there's literally always an excuse. And I mean, what I found that worked for me, I mean, I don't know if this can apply to the drinking at all, but like, I would just say no for 5 minutes. I would just be like, you know, people would be like, hey, you want to smoke? Or like, let's go have a smoke. And I'd say no. And then like, literally just like for 5 minutes, you had to hold strong. And after 5 minutes, like the whole like idea and impulse and like excitement of it is kind of like fucking gone. So then you just didn't do it. It's just like done. So then you just continue doing your other shit and you didn't have that smoke, or you didn't, you know, maybe you didn't take a drink. I don't know if it works that way.
Yeah. One thing I like read recently or whatever was like, oh, like if you're drinking, like have a non-alcoholic drink in between, you know?
Yeah.
Cause that'll like slow you down. You're not just going to sit there, keep pounding the drinks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then it's like, you still are drinking something.
Yeah.
But.
That makes sense. I feel like whenever if I'm at home and I want, so I should also add, like, my wife doesn't drink at all. So like drinking alone often feels strange to me. So I would never.
Yeah, I mean,
there's occasionally where I'll be like, I'll have a beer. But like my wife doesn't drink. She doesn't.
That's
care.
A good point. Because does Nicole drink?
Yeah, my partner drinks like as much as I drink, probably.
Yeah, my partner does not drink. So, I mean, maybe that's also like a factor, right? It's.
Yeah,
like Ryan was just saying, it's a bit weird to be drinking by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, like I feel like I'm very good at turning things down that I don't want. Like I'm very comfortable. I don't feel peer pressured. You know what I mean? But yeah, like no one's offering it. I'm offering it to myself. You know.
But and Ryan, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, oh, sorry. One other thing I just wanted to say was like, yeah, like I do find the like longer I go, the less. Yeah, like if I haven't drank in a while, I can have a bunch of drinks in the fridge and it doesn't bother me at all. And I don't want, like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, there's some beers in the fridge. But if it's like, I'm not going to drink today, but I drank last night and there's beers in the fridge, it's really hard for me not to have one of those beers in the fridge, you know? But if I haven't drank in 5 days and there's beers in the fridge, then it's just like, oh, like whatever. There's just another thing that's in the fridge. Like,
right. What's the, I want to want Ryan to finish what he was talking about with.
Yeah, my wife doesn't drink. So, you know, but I do really love beer. So occasionally we'll go to a brewery and then my wife and daughter will watch me drink a beer and I have to leave. Or I'll buy some. Like I still have beer in the fridge from when I went to Portland like 2 months ago. I find also sometimes it's like, oh, I actually just want a drink of anything. So then I'll have like a carbonated, you know, like not a bubbly, but, you know, something in the bubbly range or whatever, which yeah, I know Kevin drinks a lot of bubbly.
Soda dust water.
So, yeah, the aroma. I mean,
there's another thing I came around on, you know.
Yeah. Spicy water with flavor. Static water. Those are the things. But yeah, I think I'm actually, Kevin, from what you described, I'm the opposite. It's like if I had beer the night before, I don't necessarily wake up and be like, I need that beer. I'm like, if I've gone a long time without a beer, I'm like, oh, I've earned this. Why shouldn't I? And the other part of that is when I actually do go out and say, like, tie one on, as they say, I very much know my limit. And, like, I will, my friends always used to, like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, Benoit will drink heavy at the beginning of the night and then just, like, taper it off towards the end because there's diminishing returns on it. And I acknowledge that there's diminishing returns.
Yes. Apparently, like, when you drink, it, like, builds the neural pathways in your brain to be like, oh, alcohol equals happiness. Alcohol equals happiness. So the more you drink, the more, like, it's like a path through the grass. It becomes well road, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then it's super easy. Your brain just becomes like, oh, that's the way I get happiness. So you just gravitate towards that. So it's like you also have to like train your brain to like get all this stimulus other ways.
I will add that I do think that two beer me is the best version of myself.
How much do you weigh right now, Kevin, you said?
Just a little looser, 202.
202, all right, cool. Let's see what this says. Well, according to the internet, Kevin, you are overweight.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably
if you're talking about the BMI thing, yeah. We already talked about it on the podcast.
No, I know.
I looked it up, and yeah, there's like all of these articles talking about how it's like completely outdated and not realistic.
Okay, but do you feel overweight?
Do I feel overweight? Yes. I'm not obese on that thing. No,
not quite.
Okay. Then, yeah, I do feel overweight. And then maybe that's the other thing. Maybe I've only ever felt this and fatter than this, more overweight than this for probably the last 7 years, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't felt what it feels like to be 10, 15 pounds under this in a long time, under what I am right now. Because, yeah, when I quit,
better?
I probably would feel better. I feel better than I did when I was 10 pounds heavier. I feel better about
how could it not feel better, right?
Yeah, you're carrying less weight. Everything would be easier, I feel. I feel like you'd be more confident. You know what I mean? Like you'd just be happier.
How about
people are nicer
to you. The sun shines on your side of the street. There's always parking. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10. The road
rises to meet you.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with the way that you look right now?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I just got a haircut, so I'm feeling pretty fresh about that. Are you only talking about physical appearance?
Is that not part of it? Whatever you think. Because, I mean, like, let's say you're going on vacation. You know, you're going to be.
I am going on vacation.
Minimal clothes.
I am going to be wearing minimal clothes.
Yeah, you're going to be wearing minimal clothes and you're going to be walking around, you know, I mean, whatever, you're basically married and stuff. So it sort of matters, sort of doesn't matter. But I mean, maybe your partner does or doesn't like you to weigh, you know what I mean? Just scale of 1 to 10, whatever. You can take all things into consideration. It's just a fucking average random number. Yeah. Anyways.
Like 10 would be, I have absolutely nothing about myself to improve. And 0 would be
how about this?
Like, I hate everything about myself. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you give me the scale.
How about this? When you were shredded working tree work, or you working Cedar Ridge?
Yeah.
Physical appearance. What do you think back then?
I mean, I would have to say 10. That was the best thing ever. Top looked. Kevin. That was top Kevin. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then
I had less receding hair and better physique. You know. I was going to say like 7.5 to maybe like 6.5.
Okay.
But now that if I were to like take a photo of that guy and this guy, I'd say I'm like 60%. But I think maybe just my own confidence brings me up that other 10 to 15%.
Yeah. Here's a question to follow that though, because I think this is infinitely interesting. Looks are one thing. How much more charismatic do you think current you is compared to old you? Do you think, I weighed that wrong. Do you feel the same level of charismatic, more charismatic or less charismatic than like tree Kevin?
I feel like I'm the same person.
You think?
But I feel like I had more confidence then. You know what I mean? Because I was happier with how I looked. So yeah, I definitely had more confidence then. But yeah, I don't really know. I don't think I'm like so bad looking that I have to make up for it by being more charismatic. I really feel like I went down that far down the rabbit hole where like when you describe me to your friends,
I look like a piece of shit now.
Is really funny.
Yeah, okay, so today Kevin scaled 1 to 10 versus like, you know, now that we're sort of comparing 10 out of 10 tree Kevin to current Kevin.
Yeah, like I said, like if I put picture of me, that's the other thing, because like right now I do feel much better about myself than I did 3 weeks ago or two months ago when I was like 12 pounds heavier than I am right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel better about myself. I feel like I see myself going in that direction, in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just like got this bike, so I hopefully like that's gonna like, because I've gone for two small little rides and it's like, holy shit, I am sweating. My heart rate is going way crazier than like walking, which makes sense. You know what I mean? Like it's a more physical activity. So I'm kind of excited because I do feel like the walking is just like, it can only take me so far. I have to like actually.
Yeah, you're not 70 years old, man. You need to do some work.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But also, dude, there was a long time where my knee was super fucked and like.
That's true.
I couldn't have rode a bike. You know what I mean? I don't even think I could have rode a bike.
You did the absolute, from everything that I know, from talking to my friend that knows, and you did the right thing. You start with walking. But yeah, anyway, good job, Kevin.
So yeah, I would say like the photo of me 2 months ago, I would have said like 60. But like, yeah, now I'd say like
60, like a six.
Sorry, six, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Six.
Okay. Six. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. Like right now, I feel like 7.5.
Oh, that's awesome. Oof.
That's awesome. But that's what I said. Right. Like, I think maybe 1.5 of that is just
the way you feel versus the way you
the
look.
The way I feel versus the way I look. Exactly.
I mean, that's important.
But I think I always have that 1.5. You know what I mean?
But so no, the maybe 10 that's, Kevin is actually okay, well, 11.5.
What about this? And my lowest would probably have been like maybe when I worked at McDonald's or actually pretty recently when my knee was buggered up and I couldn't really work out and I was drinking a lot and like,
yeah,
when I weighed my heaviest, yeah, like I feel like I felt like a four then, you know, like,
yeah,
I just was just like, dude, I got huge boobs, I got this huge gut that like even when I suck it in all the way still has a huge gut, you know what I mean? I'm just like, yo, like, yeah, I looked and felt like a piece of shit. Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I looked like I didn't 100%. Care about myself, you know, because I didn't, you know.
How about you, Ryan?
Oh man,
scale of 1 to 10. Good. Right now, current Ryan, 2024 March 14th, Ryan, scale of 1 to 10.
How do I feel about myself?
How do you feel about your physical appearance?
And when did you feel the best about it? And when did you feel the worst about it?
Yeah, what's top, Ryan?
I mean, like me in my 20s is the best. Like me at like 23 or 24.
Tell me about this gym and working out and eating. Who is this guy? I don't know this guy.
What do you mean? Well, no, why would you? I was in Regina, Saskatchewan. That guy?
So were you married or not married when you went to the gym?
I was not married when I went to the gym. And I was not in a relationship when I did that. And I worked on a tree farm and planted trees. And then I eventually drove a water truck. But so, yeah, I spent all day outside. I planted trees for the city of Regina.
And you went to the gym.
On a tree farm. And then I would go to the gym.
Oh, who's this guy?
And do cardio. And that was, you know, that was fine. Then it was, it's just easier then. It's harder when you get older and you have other things. Got to edit a podcast. That takes two nights out, you know? Like you got to do other things. You got a kid. You got to
edit photos. Mm-hmm.
Got to edit photos. Got to do your regular job. Got to
do a video. You know, got to make an 8-point
video. Got to do a video. there's always an excuse, but there's only so much time in the day. That's just how people,
if you were really committed to your health, you'd somehow make more time in the day.
That's absolutely
right.
It is also,
that was me talking.
I did learn last week though, I will say this, they said that you shouldn't work out that close to bedtime because it fucks you up. But if you're finding joy in it, Jerry, I would not. Because it doesn't put you at like in a state of rest. It like raises your adrenaline and stuff. So
yeah, man,
that
sure
was
does.
Well, after, maybe.
I feel like sometimes it, like you get, you're gassed after, though. You're just like physically tired and like it's easy to sleep.
I mean,
I also used to go jogging.
I guarantee you, I could find research on it being good. I could find research on it being bad.
I'm sure it being indifferent. I was at a shared workspace and they brought in a bunch of people who were in very good shape that talked about how to get better sleep. I don't know why, but it happened and they were all in great shape and they were talking about it. And I thought, well, they look like beautiful people. So they automatically know what they're talking about. I used to go jogging as well. I used to do that. That's cool. I'd go jog at like midnight. So I would do the same thing that you did.
That's sick. Dude, that's sick. I used to do that when I was really young.
Yeah. And then, but just things change. And then like, I don't know, I started, you know, you did Dota Logic. I'd work at that at night.
Not caring about yourself. Okay, I get it.
I mean, I always, I think people always care about themselves. But I will say, you got a fucking 20-year-old me. Like, he didn't have the brains or the know-how that I have, you know? I'm not going to shit on current me. Current me has a way better grasp of the things that make me and, like, my strength and what to play to. Whereas like fucking the younger me was probably even more insecure. So even me at my best, like thinnest and the best of shape, great. But like that guy fucking didn't have a sniff. He didn't know.
That's a very true statement for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Them as they're like,
that's
their like fittest or thinnest or whatever. It isn't them at their peak, you know?
No, yeah, I mean, that's probably absolutely true.
Yeah, so that's actually probably not the best version of myself. The best version of myself is probably me at like 210 pounds. And I didn't even have facial hair when I was like 176 pounds. Like, what the fuck was I doing? Fuck that
guy. I never
said
176 was top Ryan. I was just asking.
I know. I'm just saying.
He's like a real long-winded answer to dance around the actual fucking question.
I know. It isn't. I haven't
heard a single number yet.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to give? I forget what the question is.
Scale of 1 to 10.
How do you feel about your physical appearance right now?
Right now?
Today.
Fucking 6.75.
What would a 10 look like to you?
Oh, that's a lot of work. Gotta go to the dentist, go to the orthodontist, gotta fucking probably, there's a lot there on that. What's a 10 look like? 10 is
what's
more
a,
than
what's
I
a,
care.
What's a 9 look like?
Also, like,
I mean, your rating
10.
Is pretty high.
Serial
so
9,
kinda,
buddy.
I don't know what your scale looks like.
Yeah, fuck a 10. There's always room for improvement. You can't just be out and anything.
That's a great attitude, my friend. Exactly.
Yeah. What does a 10 look like? It looks like a.
Okay, how about this? I got an
fucking arrogant.
I'm looking
piece
at a
10
right here, buddy. He's got a fucking gray hoodie on, smiling at me with those pearly whites, talking to me about fucking physical fitness.
Scale of 1 to 10. How important is your physical health to you at this time?
Right now?
Yeah.
Not as important as getting that AK-49 video out there, buddy.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
No, I didn't ask. 7.5. These questions didn't come to me.
7.5.
Physical health? Man, that's pretty fucking healthy, man. Is it possible to be a 7.5 but look like not?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I love. I mean, I don't know. I thought you said how important is it to you? I weigh myself every day. I think about it. It's on my mind.
Okay.
It's not like I neglect it. I think about things. I don't always make the best choices, but I think about it. Okay. I don't know. I mean, so it's important, but I'm not achieving the goal.
I guess that question is that's an answer. How about you, Kevin? Wow. Physical.
That's an answer. What?
Physical.
What was the first question that you asked Ryan though?
No, you already answered it. You were the first to answer it. A scale of 1
to 10.
But
there was one. There was one in between this one and that one. But anyway, it's totally fine. Oh, it's like how important to you
is your physical health.
Okay, yeah. How important to me is my physical health?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think like 8 or like 9. Like, it's not all I think about, that's for sure. But like, I do, like Ryan said, like, I do try to make conscious decisions about like my actions. I do try to like be active a bunch every day. Like, yeah, I feel like it's important to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like my physical health is more important to me than my physical appearance.
Okay. Realistically, they probably kind of go hand in hand.
They're totally connected.
It's your number. How do you feel?
What are your numbers?
My physical. I mean, yeah, Gerard always rates everything super low because that's just my scale system. Like a 10 would be like I'm like doing muscle ups and like I can like I look like physical look. I would be like absolutely fucking shredded and like I've always wanted.
You
to
look
be
like
shredded.
You're from anime.
Yeah, like you look like a Greek god. Like you look like you work out 24 hours a day type shit. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I've always wanted to look like that since I was like younger, but like it's kind of always like a little bit out of my reach, or maybe I just didn't like commit to it long enough. Because like at one point I did go to the gym a lot and I was working out a lot and I thought I looked really good, but then you know probably fell in love or some stupid ass shit and then just like stopped doing that, you know? Because I was like, oh, I still look good. And then like 3 or 4 years later, you're like, man, you don't really look so good anymore. And then I had a kid and this and that. So excuse after excuse. But yeah, my number currently I would probably say is like a 6.5, maybe a 7. Mm. So like optimally I'd like to get up to like an 8.5, like 9. So I think in my peak.
So what does that
in my peak, I would probably still only say I was like an 8. And the reason I'm probably a 7, 7.5 right now is because of like where I came from to where I am right now, I do feel a lot better. Probably in the same respect as what you were saying, Kevin. Like literally probably 4 months ago, I felt like a piece of shit. And I feel way better right now. Like, yeah, I got 2 kids and like can easily carry Alice and Bella up the stairs, which I think
is three kids.
Three kids. I'm just saying like, yeah.
Fucking one day Dominic's going to listen to this goddamn thing and be like, what the fuck, Dad?
I guess what I meant was, yeah, I carry the 2 girls up the stairs all the time, like together.
Fucking 10 version of Gerard's carrying all 3.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And the dog.
But yeah, I want to get there. I want to get to, especially like being older and stuff too. It's like, man, like it's not like I don't have much time left. I'm just saying like, it sucks to have not gotten to that place in 47 fucking years. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man, you're better than that. You know, like in your 20s, 30s, even in my 40s, I'm well into my 40s now. So I should definitely like, you know, I'm going to call on all of the physical advantages of my Asianness to get me through to the 9, you know? Like, come on, like fast metabolism, come on, like young looks, come on, like good skin, like let's get there, you know? Like
I think what happens is, look, and no matter what, you can have a rebuttal for it, but realistically there's only so much time for things in your lives in your life. And when you I think we all make things part of our identity, and there are people that make the gym and the health thing part of their identity. And my buddy is that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because to him, that's probably what cars are to me, you know? And I probably, to some degree, you guys, and you're more in that pool is what I mean in the car world, where you only have 100% of attention that you can give to something. And it's like, how much percentage of your attention goes to cars?
I mean, that's a really good point, Ryan, because honestly right now I would definitely say like my focus and my goals have shifted. And I mean, I know like I'm generally like super 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 into cars, but I've realized recently that like maybe that's not the best thing to focus on all the time, because I'm like, you know, I'm not 30 anymore, and like a lot of stuff has sort of, I wouldn't even say crept up on me, but like I've just turned around and all of a sudden it's like, hey man, like, you know, you kind of look like shit. Like, hey man, like you don't really have any money. Like, you know, like all these things. And now I'm just kind of like hustling to make those things happen. And cars, yeah, definitely are like taking a little bit of a back seat. You know, it just happens luckily that my business is cars. So like the business is taking more of a front seat than the actual fucking cars.
That's it. You only have so much attention you can give to so many things in your life. So you want to be a good parent? probably then cars will suffer a little bit. And when you want to be good at cars, being a good parent will probably suffer a bit. You want to be good at your job?
That's not true. Maybe you can be super into cars and be a good parent.
Let him talk. I want to see where he's going.
Sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say,
yeah, what's going to suffer a bit is your health.
No, but I think, like, because there is only so much time in the day, and so if you divide it up in a way where it's like, okay, like, do I want to be good at my job? Okay, well, fine, then I'm doing that for X amount of time, which then means I'm gonna cut out a slice. That time has to come from somewhere else. If you want to be good at cars, well, then I'm probably, and I find for me, it's like, if I'm exceeding at one thing. And we'll split it up into three. We'll say work, cars, and then parenting slash family. Yeah, like the family side. If I'm exceeding at one, the other one probably isn't doing as strong as the other. Then you have to shift that focus. So yeah, you're going to, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being like, hey, I want to like focus on physical and mental and everything wellness, and then shifting attention to that. And you probably should. It's just finding the balance between everything becomes super hard.
I think you're partially right, but I do think fitness and the accompanying like physical health benefits of fitness, they actually cross over a lot into all those things that you're talking about. Like discipline is a huge thing. Like to be fit, it's fucking hard, man. Just like you said, like just getting there, just getting to the fucking gym is hard. Or like for me, for example, like I only, like I said, I work out at night. Like for me to at 11 o'clock or 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night to like go into the fucking garage and like, okay, man, I'm going to like work out now. Like that's the hardest part. Once I start doing shit, it's just, but like
the habit,
the habit, but also like the discipline. Cause like you can, if you discipline yourself to eat a certain way, or if you discipline yourself to do that, you know, X amount of times a week or whatever. I have to play squash at least once a week. I'm trying to play two times a week, which more than that would be amazing. But like, yeah, I don't have fucking time. I have to fit 2 hours of squash in per fucking week. It's very difficult. Something you said is going to have to suffer. It's going to be like one morning, my wife's going to have to take care of the kids for an extra hour, or like my mom or somebody. Right. But like, yeah, it really depends on what you prioritize. And then, so what I was going with the discipline and like the delayed gratification. It's not like you go work out and you like fucking lose 2 pounds right away. It's like it takes time and effort, and then you see results way later. But like going to have that beer, or going for me to go and eat that fucking chocolate in the pantry is instant gratification. And I feel like with business and with work and with parenting, a lot of those same sort of like aspects carry over, like discipline with parenting, like, you know, don't let this slide one day, or discipline with business. It's like, you know, like, oh, every day I got to make this post, or every day I got to like get on, you know, doing this particular thing. Like I got to like, I really have to be on a sauna all the time, or whatever it may be. Right. And it's like the delayed gratification. I can't make fucking $20,000 a day yet. But like, if I continue doing something, there will be a day when I'm making $20,000 a day consistently. You know what I mean? Like in the business. But then it'll never happen.
I think I was just talking about the time, you know? That's like, yeah. That's all I
mean. Yeah, I mean, the time is a difficult thing. But like you said, you only make time for things that you make time for, right? Like Kevin always says that. Yeah. And it's the absolute truth. You can sit on the phone for 30 minutes, or you can go to the gym for 30 minutes. I don't know where the gym is close to you. I don't know if it's easy to go there. I don't know, but I'm just saying there's an hour here. There's an hour there. Maybe if it's important to you, it's going to happen. Right. So
the gym closes at 9 o'clock. In my building. No,
You have a gym in your building.
Yeah,
bro. It's not. I know. Okay. Though. How about this? I got a great question for you. What time do you wake up, Kevin?
Seven. I try to get up at 7:30, but I normally get up more at like 7:45.
Okay. What time do you get up, Ryan?
I get up at 8 or 7:45.
Okay. So what time does Jude go to school?
9.
Does Jody wake up super early then?
Nope.
So everyone gets up at 8 and then she's at school by 9?
Yep.
That's fucking insane. What's your morning schedule? Like, what do you guys see? Wake up. What do you have for breakfast? Or do you eat breakfast?
June, I don't eat breakfast. June has yogurt. And then I walk her over to school for 9 o'clock. And then lately, then I've walked 15 blocks down to work and then gone to the office. Unless I cream to cereal 9 to work for the day.
Oh, lately you walk because you don't have a car? Or because you choose to walk?
What do you mean? Because I choose to walk.
Oh, that's cool.
I have a car. Prius. I got a Prius. Oh, yeah, I got a friend who lent me a very nice luxury sedan as well, you know?
No, I just thought because he had the Aristo or whatever.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't have the Aristo.
So you're just walking now because it's nicer out or just because you feel like it?
Because it's exercise. You should
exercise. So you are choosing.
And his work location changed.
Yeah, from home to fucking work, right?
Well, no,
but also my work.
How long does it take you to walk to the Canada Place work?
Oh, fuck, like an hour if I were to do it, or 45 minutes to an hour, longer than that. Shit. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's like, walking downtown. I've done that a few times, but yeah, it's not.
And then how far is the place you're working at currently?
15, 20 minutes.
But that's like the perfect amount to not get sweaty, you know?
Yeah, and it's downhill, and then it's uphill on the way back home. And then I come home, and I make dinner, I hang out with my kid. Do all that stuff. And then, there's things to be done, you know, there's photos to be edited and videos to be made.
That's
still cool. Got to find time for myself.
I think that's it. You just got to get it in where you fit it in. And like, I think I heard this some time ago in life, and like, it's like, you got to have one hobby that makes you money and one hobby that keeps you fit. I got driving and drinking, so they both take money.
Pat, do them at the same time. And they
both don't make you better healthy. Yeah.
I was going to say sleep is probably a big thing that has to do with health, and that's definitely one thing I don't ever get. I don't like...
Oh, it is, and I just went to a seminar about it. How much sleep do you get a night?
Man, I don't know. Like, I like literally don't give a shit about sleep, and I've been a proponent of like not sleeping for so long because I think it's just a giant waste of time. But I mean, I do probably think that
Jordan and I would fight about that.
That's increasing your risk of Alzheimer's when you get older, or dementia. No, that's I whatever. Just learned that. Whatever, fuck dementia, I'll be shredded.
I mean, it's a sacrifice I have, right? I mean, I don't try to go to sleep at 1 every night or 2 every night, but like sometimes it just happens, and I wake up consistently at the very latest 7 o'clock. So I'm usually up by 6 to 7.
I'm going to challenge you to get more hours of sleep in a night.
Yeah, I would. I've been honestly like, so what I'll do is I'll try to be in bed sleeping by midnight. And then on probably 1 or 2 days during the week, I'll go to bed with my wife and not do anything, like not stay up, not work out, not do anything. Just basically she goes to sleep at like 9:30, 10. And then I'm in bed and sleeping with her.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, because when I do like work out or stay up late, sometimes I'll come to bed and she'll, you know, not be super happy because she might wake up or whatever. She's a pretty light sleeper and definitely 100% needs her sleep. So a lot of times I'll just crash on the couch because it's actually, I feel like I get better sleeps on the couch just for the stress level is like, there's no like, you know, like, you know, when you get into bed with a partner and you're like trying to like, it's like taking every ounce of your fucking being to like not move the blanket too much or like move the pillow the minimal amount of times. Like, oh man, I gotta get more sleep.
Get more sleep or you'll have dementia.
What did the seminar say? You need 8 hours or you need 7 hours or you need more than
like
five?
More. It was like people who get more than 6 to 7. It was like kind of a thing, I think.
Get more than 6 to 7?
Is what about there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like it decreases your chance. And it was like in an age bracket that you're honestly getting close to, they were like, and I don't remember because I was like, that doesn't apply to me. But I wasn't also thinking of my friend Gerard who doesn't sleep enough. But there was like people in this age group that don't sleep, that sleep less than 6 hours a night, it like increases their chances of dementia or something like that.
Well, 6 hours is good.
Okay. I sound like an expert. Okay.
I sound like a what? Oh, I sound like an expert.
Yes, like, I've decided I'm an expert on this.
Okay, so where does the cars fit into all this, guys? Okay, so here's my thing, and this is why I talked about this. I feel like it's very common for car guys' physical looks and health to be sidestepped by cars and car things.
100%.
I feel
I'm not paying for a haircut when I could buy this thing, this part.
Right.
I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes that might be nicer and make me feel better about myself and make people think better of me when I could buy that car part. You know what I mean? Like, and all those other reasons you said, like, oh, you're like, you're on your way to a drift event and you're like, oh, I got to get there. I got to eat. Yeah. I just got to eat on the way. And now it's like after you're at the drift event, and you're like, yo, I'm at the drift event. I just got to eat anything. And now you're on your way home and you're like, well, we got to make it back because I got to work tomorrow and it's dark. And like, and you eat anything. And now all you're eating is garbage for like the whole weekend, you know? And like,
pretty typical scenario. Young guy into cars, let's say late teens, early 20s, you know, you're into cars and it's your whole life. You're working on cars, you're buying car things, you're hanging out with your friends at cars, you know, you're going drifting, you're this and that, you're on the road, you're driving to drift events, and you're still young, so you don't give a fuck what you eat. You probably don't really eat very healthy anyways because you don't need to, you know. So you know you like burgers, you eat burgers all the time, you eat fast food all the time, you eat this all the time, you drink pop all the time. And then you're 25, you know, and it's, you know, you're still like, you're you know, slipping. Like you're slipping, but you're still kind of like like a pretty close image of your 19, 20 year old self. So you're like, it's not bad. It's not bad. Whatever. Right.
And you're like, I'm young. I'm still young.
Yeah, I'm young. I don't care. And plus, like, fuck food. I don't care. Like, let's just get this car done. Let's just go drifting. I want to go drifting. Yo, I got that new turbo. Yo, man, can you get me tires? Yo, man, like I'm doing a motor build, like blah, blah, like this and that. Oh, but I got to work. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck. So then it's like, now you're 28 or 29. And it's like, you know, you're not fucking 170 pounds anymore. You're probably closer to like 195 to 200 pounds. I'm just going to say it. If for any young person listening to this podcast, anybody that's around 30 years old, just stop and like pay attention to your fucking health. And like what you're putting in your body. I mean, we didn't even touch on the fact that like half of the shit that you buy when you're eating fast food is totally super unhealthy. But like,
I don't think we need to tell
everybody knows that. But I'm just saying the fact that you're choosing to eat that on a more frequent basis than say, not that it's the best, but pho or Wendy's, I'm probably gonna say pho is better for you. I wouldn't say it's the best for you. It's probably better than Wendy's, you know?
It feels like realer food.
Yeah. And there are good, there are half decent choices, you know, like you get a salad roll or you could, maybe you don't need to eat
a large size
burger meal. Yeah. Like a whole burger meal with fries and shit. Just like, it's kind of like, let's say you're like AFRs. You got to like kind of just watch them, right? Like, you know, like if it's getting too lean, you're eating too much shit, just like dial it back, you know, just because you're not going to be 30. Like you literally blink. And you're fucking 35, and then you blink again, and you're 42.
Yeah.
And it's real hard to come back from 42 versus 32, you know? So.
And the other thing is like, you're just even talking about like, you know, how much you're eating and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's like, what happens, you know, like, you know, you have an accident or something, you break your leg, and now you can't be physical for 2 years, and you know, like, you're really gonna have to start paying attention, or you're really gonna have a lot of work after, or that was the start of the end, you know.
And I mean, yeah, the other aspect, like I thought you were saying, well, you're only talking about food, like, yeah, like the physical aspect, like don't let your physical, like everybody used to bike, everybody used to skate, everybody used to do that shit, and then when you get into cars, you do it less, and then you do it less, and then you do it less, and then you don't do it at all. So like, I was fortunate enough that like I always hung out with younger guys, so I could keep biking. I could keep riding BMX for like well into my like late 30s. But like now nobody rides BMX. I don't ride BMX even at all, but I mean, I still want to ride bikes. I, you know, took up mountain biking, but I feel like whatever you're going to do, keep doing something physical and just watch what you eat. And I feel like, yeah, that's Serial 9 wants to take care of you. We want you guys to be young and healthy and fresh and look good. You know, we all build these cars that look fucking sick, but what looks worse than a fat fucking piece? Okay, let's just not. What looks worse? Because some people might really feel like shit about themselves, man. You know what I mean?
Like, I like how you, this is interesting because, you know what I mean? Gerard never has this in him. This like empathy or like,
But I mean, what like, the dude, fuck, like, so, man. Like, okay, anyways, we all try to build these sick cars, but like, let's just also build these sick people to drive them, right? Like,
maybe we're just compensating for something. What about that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, and honestly, like, the thing with girls too, man, like, you all just build a sick car for other dudes to check out. Why don't you just like maybe build a sick person for girls to check out too?
You're gonna go home, you're just going ahead and assuming that everyone is heterosexual, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry, okay, girl or guy or they or them, I don't know what you're into or what you're not into. Just
how about some point in here we make our sick car, we make our sick physical appearance, but we also make a sick emotionally mature and developed human being inside of this good looking meat crayon.
Yeah, because isn't the whole point of all the parts that you sell and the mantra of Serial 9 is like, it's kind of like where form meets function, you know, like, you know, you got to function as a healthy human being. Take care of yourself as well.
The reason I didn't really mention that, Kevin, is because we all know that drifters generally are probably one of the nicest and like, honestly, like coolest, most down to earth people that I've ever met anyways. Like
it's a very like sharing, really, caring community.
Yeah. I've never really met a person drifting who's like straight up a fucking asshole, but like road racing,
I have
instantly, man.
I feel like I could name like three or four straight up assholes, but
drifting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could. Yeah.
But I've also feel like I probably met like 100 people who drift. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, like Kevin and sometimes might be that
I think totally depends what day it is.
Okay, but anyways, yeah, I feel like, you know, you spend a lot of time with your friends, you spend a lot of time doing shared things, you spend a lot of time working towards a goal, so I feel like emotionally and mentally, I mean, we did have a podcast about mental health, which is a, you know, a big thing too, but you know, I feel like, you know, the physical has to be addressed as well, but obviously don't ever forget about the mental and the emotional part of it. So
here's an interesting thing that I feel ties in well with car guys and what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you like do all this stuff to make your car look better because it makes you feel better. Like, mm-hmm. you don't think making yourself look better would make you feel better?
100%, man.
And another thing, and then like your car, you get out of your car, and you know, then
you look at your car,
but you're still there. Like, your car's not with you at the concert, your car's not with you in the mall, your car's not with you at the beach. You, and another thing, so I like just washed my car 2 days ago. I just washed it, and I, all of a sudden I'm just like, man, I love looking at my car, like, right? I'm so stoked. And it's like, you know, like just from cleaning the car up a little bit, you know, like,
yeah. So like when I started shower, seeing packed,
yeah, they should shower more, they should clean it behind their ears. Really get at it on the armpits.
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like the fitness like fully ties into cars too. It's just like, yo, like you're gonna be able to work on your car better, more efficiently, longer. You're not gonna like hurt. You're not gonna be like, oh man, my back really hurts after like working on my car for 5 minutes.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And I mean, that's really creepy.
And even just what about like driving? You know what I mean? Like, same thing. It's like, can you sit in the car for 7 hours and you're like, you're not destroyed when you get out? You know, like.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Thanks for listening. Buy an oil cap. Check out our new website.
I swear the oil caps are on the website now.
Yeah.
And the website is 100% up for sure.
Yeah. The website's 100% up.
Because it's the already oil caps up.
Will be on the web, are on the website right now.
Yes.
The mystery boxes are gone. I mean, if you hear this podcast and there's a mystery box left, we've done something wrong. So sorry, guys, you missed the mystery boxes.
Yeah, there's less than half left at the time of recording.
AK-49s for GS-300 are on Ryan's car at the moment, but we had a few technical issues. a lot of technical issues, so we had to sidestep and
not anything to do with the knuckles. It was all the it was all actually Ryan's car.
My car was too low, is my understanding, and I will take that
to the bank,
to the grave. Yeah, I will cash that. Yeah, that is a fun point. My car had the Japanese version of BC ultra lows in it. I feel like, is that what you said, Gerard?
Yeah, so we put the AK-49s in Ryan's car. This is actually a pretty common problem. So, like, if people are listening, this is a common problem for people who,
all the people who are listening, that's for sure.
Yeah, I meant like, listening at this point still. common problem. Everyone's like, oh, I want to get BC ultra lows, or I want to get the shortest dampers possible, this and that, whatever. But then they don't take into account when you get RCAs, which you definitely should have if your car is going to be that low, roll center adjusters, for those that don't know what RCAs are, or a steering knuckle like the AK-49 that has the RCA function, your car will be 35 millimeters lower. So it's actually pretty common in the situation similar to Ryan's that you put the RCAs or the AK-49s on, and then you go to raise up your coilovers to get to the ride height that you were previously at, and your dampers are too short. So you either need a new longer lower bracket or some sort of spacer at the top, which nobody really makes, or different coilovers. There's a whole thing about how people think no droop is so great and how the shortest coilovers in the world are so great. Yeah, there's a misconception where if a little bit is good, then the most would be the best. So that's not always the case.
I was going to say, if you're going to go from a level 2 in suspension to a level 3, then having the ultra lows probably isn't the actual play. The actual play is to understand all of the steps. Now, I want to reiterate that I did not choose the coilovers in my car. They came in the car, but I've not touched them. So I was never...
You didn't choose the thug life. There. The thug life chose you.
I didn't choose to be so fucking dope. I just am. There were some things in my car that got in the way of making a very easy job into a mildly more difficult job. But feels like it's almost sorted. I'm very excited. Lots of things happening. We'll have a video out about that, so you can watch Gerard talk about how easy it is to install AK-49s on the JZS-16 chassis and all the benefits that'll come with it. So make sure you keep checking the YouTube page for that. And as they've mentioned, buy an oil cap. They're fucking rad. They just look amazing. I've spent a lot of time looking at photos of them, and I can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
And and check out our new website if you haven't already. It's we spent a lot of time on it. It's got the user interface. We tried to make it easier. We tried to make it cleaner. We tried to make it more efficient so that you can find what you're looking for, or, the search is great. The sorting's great. Just the navigation generally, I think, is a lot more organized. The select your car works beautifully. We have tons of frequently asked questions. We have galleries. We have product highlights. We have videos, all sorts of stuff. Check it out. It's great. CO9.com. And buy an oil cap.
Okay. Yeah. I had questions. I'll ask them next time. So
exactly.
If we've learned anything today, it's take care of yourself and those around you, and see you on the flip side.
We all want to be here in our own. We can all hang out together. We need to be doing this podcast in 60 years. So we need to be healthy.
60 years. Me and you till the end of time, over and over, all the time. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Peace out, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Serial Podcast 9.